The laughter died in my throat. I glanced over both shoulders and moved closer to him. "What do you mean, help?" He threw out his open hands, palms up. "See? Dry palms." I narrowed my eyes at his alleged palms. They seemed to be, dry. "Okay, dry palms, and so what?" He pointed to his upper lip. "You see any sweat?" "No, I don't see any sweat. What's your point?" He stared directly into my eyes. "Eye contact. What do you think?" Our gazes locked for a long moment. "I'll tell you what I think, you little swindler. You got into our document vault and read our secret manuals on whopper detection. That's what I think. I don't know how you did it, but you're giving me the creeps. I'm leaving. Goodbye." I marched towards the shed door. Behind me, he said, "How come you don't believe in helicopters?" I stopped in my tracks and looked back at him. "Eddie, I believe in helicopters. I just don't believe... I refuse to believe that you're sitting in one or that you could fly it even if it really were a helicopter, which it isn't."
"How'd I do on the whopper test?"
In the long silence, I searched for an answer. "You passed. And you know what?" I paced back to the cage. "That really shakes me to the boots of my foundations. I know you, Eddie. I know all your patterns and tendencies, and telling the truth isn't even on your chart." He studied the ceiling for a moment.
"You'll never know, unless you go for a ride."
I put my nose against the wire. "Eddie, I will not go for a ride. I will never go for a helicopter ride in a coon trap. Am I making myself clear?"
"Short spin, 5 minutes."
"No."
"4 minutes."
"No."
"Okay, two minutes. Then you'll know."
My mind tumbled. I was absolutely sure this was another of his con games. But on the other hand, I trotted back to the shed door and peered outside. Nobody was spying, so I made my way back to the trap. "Okay, pal, 2 minutes, but that's it." He clapped his hands together and gave me an admiring look.
"You're brave. Real courage."
"Shut up, Eddie. The more you talk, the more I worry. How do I get into your so-called helicopter? Can two of us fit into the cockpit?" He squeaked a laugh.
"Hee-hee. Sure. Easy."
He scampered over to the cage door and reached a hand through the wire so that he was touching one of the two latches.
"I'll push this one. You push that one with..."
"Don't tell me what to do. I'm still in charge here."
"Right. Sorry."
I swaggered over to the trap door and studied the latching mechanism. "Okay, you push down on that latch over there and I'll press on this one."
"Great idea. Never thought of that."
"When both latches are free, you raise the door and hold it open. Got it?"
"Got it."
"While the door is open, I'll scoot into the co-pilot seat. Got that?"
"Roger, Captain."
"Captain. You know, I liked the sounds of that. It showed some respect. I mean, Eddie was a hardhead, but I guess he'd finally figured out who was boss around here." "Me. The captain." The door opening maneuver went off without a hitch. I mean, just as though we'd been practicing it for weeks. This served as further proof that when Eddie put his mind to it, he could be a pretty good member of the team. See, at some point in the last 5 minutes, Eddie and I had ceased being old rivals. We had put our minds and talents together and had forged ourselves into a team of pilots who were fixing to take this aircraft out on its first solo flight. It would be a dangerous mission. I knew it. Eddie knew it. But we were willing to risk our very lives to further the cause of knowledge and science. And we would do it as a team.